Welcome to the Valhalla Parish Sermon Podcast, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of several First Nations where the Kootenai and Columbia Rivers meet.
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." And so they took it. And when the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I wonder, what is your favorite experience of a shared meal, or the best party you ever attended? I want you to take a moment and think about that as you kind of turn this question over in your mind. I wonder who you see. Who is there? Who did you speak with? What were the conversations that you had? No, it's been a while since we've been to a party, and so, you know, but maybe something comes immediately to mind. As you turn this experience over in your mind, I wonder what you hear. What does it sound like to be there again? What do you smell? I wonder what that experience feels like in your body. Just hold on to that for a second. It's a question that I love to ask people. That favorite experience of a shared meal or a party, partly not just because I want to know about the amazing food that you ate or the wine that you drank or any of those sorts of things, but it's about how we feel when we feel deeply and profoundly connected to one another. Often when I ask this question of people, they come back not necessarily with a list of what they ate or drank, although that does happen, but about that feeling of connectedness, of time standing still, that experience of celebration. And that celebration can come even in the midst of hardship, right? Sometimes we come to a party out of, you know, experiences of despair, or things didn't go right at work, or the relationships in our family are hard right now, or whatever it is. And yet for one night, we get to let go of that, to dwell deeply in our connections with one another. And so I think about that a lot when I think about this story of Jesus at this wedding in Cana of Galilee. Of course, Galilee being a fishing village, bit of a backwoods, backwater kind of town, they were being encroached upon by the Roman Empire, which was changing their economy. Those who were farmers or fishers would have experienced increasing hunger and poverty. And yet here they are coming together at a village wedding, able for one night to put everything aside and to gather together in celebration of this newlywed couple who we know absolutely nothing about. And so I wonder what that particular gathering was like for them. And so here we have Mary, who birthed Jesus and whose story we know all very well. And she comes to Jesus and says, "They have no wine." Aware of all that has been, has transpired in their community, she comes and says, "The party can't stop now. Tomorrow we have to go back to the way things were, but for tonight, we need to experience this banquet." I love how Mary continues to push Jesus, even when he says, "What concern is this for you and me? I am not ready." And I think about this both in terms of, you know, sort of growing up, but also in the sense that a mother seems to know when it is time. A mother knows when it is time for the child to be born, and a mother knows when it's time for the child to leave the nest, even if they stick around for a little bit longer than you think is necessary, even if it's hard, right? Kid gets his or her first apartment, and it's time, but it's still hard. And so Jesus or Mary knows, despite Jesus' protestations, it is time. And this is where we encounter the first of seven signs in John's gospel of the coming kingdom. Now we can focus on the miracle of water turning to wine. And I think that's a pretty cool party trick. I wish that they had taught me that in seminary. But what is happening here is that Jesus is giving a sign of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God in John's gospel is not necessarily told in parables, but embodied in signs that Jesus does. And this is the first. And it's like this. It's like the best dinner party that you've ever been to. So if you want to know what the kingdom of God is like, well, this is how my friend, the Bishop Jim Cruikshank put it. The kingdom of God is like a meal where people who have no business being together are sitting at the same table, who are sharing the same food and wine and coming to understand one another better. The kingdom of God is like a wedding. And so I wonder what that means for us here in this time, in this moment, when we are unable to gather in the same way around a meal. For me, it certainly creates a sense of longing for when I can host a dinner party again, or for when we can celebrate the Eucharistic feast again together in church. We've had times that we could do that in September through December, and I'm so grateful for those. And yet we're not in one of those times right now. And so I just want to reflect on that together today. And like we did last week, I don't want to have the last word on this. I want to invite you in this time to offer your own thoughts, wonderings, reflections on what this gospel means for us or for you in this moment, what questions it prompts, or what visions of God's future it gives you.